Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a lovely spring day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is the message that we've prepared for Friday, March 20th, 2009, and we titled it Spring Has Arrived.
Yay!
And the scripture texts are two today, Genesis 8, verse 22, and Lamentations 3, 22 and 23.
As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Today we all experienced another remarkably predictable evidence of God's faithfulness and the order of his providential creation design. The spring or vernal equinox took place today at precisely 7:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This moment, the center of the sun's disk crossed the celestial equator from south to north, and those of us who live here in the northern hemisphere will experience more hours of daylight than night for the next 6 months. Spring has indeed arrived.
And we welcome it. Scientists can determine years ahead when this will occur and know, for instance, that the spring or vernal equinox will be at 4:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on, make sure you get this date, March 20th, 2547, just in case you wanted to get that on your calendar. And I would guess if you want to plan an event on that day, you won't have any conflict with anyone else.
I don't think so. I wonder if the earth will be enduring at that point, for that matter.
But it's astounding that many of these same scientists are blinded to the creator behind the design.
Well, our first daily verse is a portion of the covenant that God made with Noah following the great flood. This promise would have been given to Noah some three millenniums before Christ came to the earth, or now some 5,000 years ago.
Consider the steady, yet so often ignored, testimony of God's great faithfulness seen in the changing of the seasons. Thomas Chisholm wrote in his classic hymn, "Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love."
Praise God. Brooksine's favorite hymn. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to share a quote right now, and actually I have Brooksine read it, and I don't know the source. I found it in the course of my study today, but it's very powerful. Brooksine?
And I didn't realize it was a quote, so it's an edited quote, because I thought it was yours.
Oh, she thought it was me, and she edited it.
So.
You can go to what I did find, where it is posted, but not with the author identified.
Yes. Well, in essence, it says, "Everything that God has promised will come to pass. His faithfulness guarantees this fact. He does not lie. What he has said in the Bible about himself is true. Jesus declared, 'I am the truth.' This is extremely important for the followers of Jesus because our hope of eternal life rests upon his faithfulness. He will honor his promise that our sins will be forgiven and that we will live forever with him."
And in Brooksine's edited quote, you can find the actual quote as a link from our post today. Well, the final paragraph to our message today is so important. A firm, growing grasp of God's faithfulness is an essential source of assurance and peace in the Christian life. Are you weary today? Are you feeling burned out? Are you discouraged? Is there a vexing problem that just seems insurmountable? Well, if you can, close your eyes and sing, whistle, or hum the tune, "To Great is Thy Faithfulness." It will help you consider afresh this wonderful attribute of God's immutable character.
Let's pray together. Father, today we are especially mindful of your faithfulness in the created order of the universe. Your great faithfulness, mercy, and love is also evident in the sacrificial death of your Son, Jesus, who became a substitute for our sins. Your provision for our every need gives us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. No matter what challenge we face, or difficulty that arises on this day. You are truly faithful. Amen.
Amen. What a joy to share the message today with you all. We do remind you, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Many of you receive this, first of all, as an email post, and then you click on the podcast. But others may not be aware, we also have this material written on the web and archive it for each day. Now for over 4 years, the messages are posted. This is significant. I share this because you'll see a couple beautiful photos on the site today of our neck of the woods and some evidence we're already seeing of spring. We also have a number of different versions of the great hymn up, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And we encourage you to click, and I won't go over. I believe there are a total of 5. We also have a recommendation that came to me today of a song that is not really, I don't think, that familiar, or I've not heard it used that often, but it's a musician by the name of Shannon Wexelberg. Beautiful song titled All Your Promises Are True, available as a video link. Well, today we also want to point out that we have some information for further study. For those of you that want to go deeper, we recommend an outstanding article that you can read online by A.W. Pink, a Bible theologian from probably 70 or 80 years ago, a British man, in his little power pack book, The Attributes of God, an article on the faithfulness of God. And you can merely click and read that online, and I believe it will bless you if you choose to do so. Well, thanks for joining us today. May you truly be encouraged and have that firm, growing grasp of God's great faithfulness.